The hair extension companies are the only ones that will sell to your client at a wholesale price. Think about that.
We're going to talk about the ugly side of the beauty industry.
More specifically, the ugly side of the extension industry.
There's a monopoly on the industry that places the owner into a position where they're having conversations to where they're being gaslighted by their own clients.
You're like, yeah, sure, you can bring your own hair and I'll install it. And then now you've just lost between $500 and $1,200 profit.
Like, if you're not organized and put together, someone is going to try to take advantage of that. Welcome to the Seven Figure Salon Podcast with Rachel and Drew. I'm Drew.
I'm Rachel.
Welcome to the shenanigans. What we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the ugly side of the beauty industry. This is going to be a little controversial.
Yeah. You know, it's, and we actually, we've talked about this a lot, like in like a more of a contained space, I would say. But, you know, I did a reel on this just yesterday and it blew up. Like, I did not really even know like if anybody was going to care, if anybody like agreed. Like, it was just me being open and honest about a certain topic. And one of the things that I really wanted to talk about today is the more specifically the ugly side of the extension industry. All right. So the beauty industry is composed of all kinds of different things. You've got the retail brands, you've got the hair care brands, you've got the color brands, you've got the equipment brands, you've got the extensions. Like, there's, you know, and that's just on more of the salon side. If you've got a spa, on the spa side, there's also all kinds of other brands. The interesting thing is that, you know, I'm going to use just examples of brands that we carry. Orbea, Balmain, R&Co, Glow, Kitsch, like all whatever brand, you've got these brands. I buy them for the same price that you, a salon owner, would buy them. My client can't buy them for the same price that I buy them, right? That defeats the whole purpose of having a wholesale price and having a tax, a sales tax permit and wholesale ability to buy. And then you also have the MSRP. That's all normal, right? So like, yeah, of course, I'm not going to get, like, let's say my name is Samantha and I'm a client of Rachel's. I'm not going to get an Orbea shampoo for $20 from Orbea. I can't just go to Orbea's site and order it wholesale. In the color world, the same thing applies. You're not going to have, I can't go get 7N, Redken Shades EQ, 7N or 7NB from Cosmoprof or RDA ProMart. And as a client, now I can't even shop there as a client. The person that can shop there is the stylist, right? Using her license. And I mean, even if you think down to the grocery store, the Salani can, for example, I bought the Salani for, I get them at Costco, so I get a little bit of a savings, but I'm still paying retail for, I'm just buying in bulk. So I'm getting a little bit of a savings for buying in bulk. The Alani is still going to cost between $2.50 and $3. The Costco is not buying them for $3 and selling them to me for $3. They're buying them for way less and then they're selling it to me for a profit. So the color brands, the hair care brands, the skincare brands, even hell, the grocery stores are not selling to your client wholesale. They're selling to you wholesale. Yet the hair extension companies are the only ones that will sell to your client at a wholesale price. I'm just going to leave that right there for a second for you to just kind of think about that.
It's a bait and switch.
Here's the thing. If a hair extension company is going to sell to the client, why don't you sell to the client at MSRP? Why don't you sell it for MSRP? And to make it worse, not only are they going to sell to your client behind your back, they're also going to show your client what discount you get. They're freaking wild. They're going to show you that they're going to show your client. You can go to, I mean, there's all kinds of hair extension companies. I am not thinking about just one or two or three. There are dozens of hair extension companies that you go to their website. You're going to apply for a pro discount. So you're getting a discount of maybe 10 to 20% off of whatever the cost is for the client. And they're going to give you a very little discount. And then they're also going to show your client the discount that you're getting. So then your client can nickel and dime you and say, hey, well, this pack of 1822 or this pack of you know, Bright Blonde or whatever is $500 or $550, I know you're getting it for 20% off. Why don't you give it to me for that price? Because I know you're paying less, or I know you're charging me more. Like, then the client is part of a piece of the conversation that they should never be a part of. I would never in my life walk up to the grocery store checkout and say, hey, why on earth are you charging me $3 for this Alani can? I know you get it for $150. Why does this happen in the hair extension world? It doesn't happen in the hair care world. It doesn't happen in the makeup world, the skincare world, the color world. Yet in the hair extension world, it's completely wide open, happens every single day, all the time. Billions of dollars being sold in hair extensions because of this. The brands are making more selling to your client than they are selling to you, just so you know.
And what is the impact on the owner?
The reason I get so fired up about this is because there is an impact on the owner, and the impact is that the owner is missing out on all of this profit that they could have. And this is why salons struggle. This is why salons struggle, because you've got all the other things that are for sale. Like, you're paying good money. It's sitting on the shelf until it sells. And yes, you deserve to make a profit when it does sell. And guess what? When you make that profit, now you have incentives to your team to help you sell the product. When you have hair extensions, the only incentive for your team to sell the hair extensions is going to be to earn a labor commission. That's pretty much it. If you were to offer your stylist more income, you could do it very easily if you just had your own brand and you were able to sell a brand that was yours, that your client couldn't go Google and Google shop and figure out exactly how much it's costing you, because they can buy it themselves. You know, in parts of the country, this may not be a big deal. And where we live, this is not a big deal. We have a hair extension bar. We've got thousands of wefts in stock. We have hair hanging. We don't ever just pick one color for our client. We pick a series of colors to create a custom blend. But the thing about when you don't have that, right, and you are ordering on a client by client basis, you're going to end up running into that conversation where you're like, okay, this is how much the hair costs, this is how much the labor costs. And then if your finances aren't straight, you're then going to be buying the hair extensions and then accepting payment for the hair extensions. And you're probably losing money because you aren't accounting for your credit card processing fees. You're not accounting for the shipping or the tax or any of the other things that are involved. So you're really at a disadvantage as a salon owner, or even not a salon owner, a stylist, a rental stylist, a commission stylist, whatever, by allowing your client to get involved in a certain aspect of the appointment that they should never be involved in.
Yeah. And so I want to read something to you. The exclusive possession or control of the supply of or trade in a commodity or service.
One more time.
The exclusive possession or control of the supply of a trade in a commodity or service. You know what that's called? It's called a monopoly. It's illegal. It's not supposed to do that. And furthermore, what happens, the position that, another one, we'll read something else to you. This is another definition. Manipulating someone using psychology methods into questioning their own sanity is called gaslighting. So what happens is there's a monopoly on the industry that places the owner into a position where they're having conversations to where they're being gaslighted by their own clients. So the owner is just getting screwed all over the place, right? So you can't do, like, this is a small niche of the economy. It's not a full-on global monopoly. Like, once things get really big, then you have bigger agencies come in, like government agencies, to shut down monopolies. But you got a lot of monopolies going on. This is a smaller one, but it's happening to our people. You know,
it happens all the time. So you're getting screwed from the left, screwed from the right, screwed like all over the place, like Drew said. And I've never actually, you hadn't actually explain the actual definition of those two terms like out loud to me before. So as you were reading it, I was like, wait, what? Like, yeah, that is exactly what that is.
That's what's going on.
It's a monopoly and it's gaslighting and it's not cool with me. So here's a little insight into how we work, into Drew and my brain. we look and see, like, we identify opportunities all over the place all the time, but more so we're identifying in the industry, what do our clients need? What do the salon owners of the world need? Where are they struggling? Where is there something missing? What are the pain points? And then we try our freaking hardest to create a solution to solve those problems. And it's really because at the end of the day, we're salon owners just like you guys. That's what we do. We own salons. We love our salons. Like, we love our teams. We are very, very involved with our salons and our teams. And it's important to us that we have as great of an opportunity as possible to be able to turn a profit, to be able to have a team that can grow with us, that can grow to the end of time with us, and to make sure that we are using products and brands that we believe in that ultimately are going to also help us be profitable. Because the more profitable you are, the more opportunity you have to be able to grow your brand, your team, and everything in between. So when you have, let's say, brands that are selling to your client behind your back, and you're having to stare up against that all the time with your client, it can become a very uncomfortable conversation between a stylist and a client. Now, you as the owner might be able to navigate that type of conversation. You might you have thicker skin, you own a business, you're used to having uncomfortable conversations. It's not something that you're going to avoid. You have that client, that same conversation, that same question, that same everything going on with a newer stylist or a not as seasoned stylist, they're going to shut down. They're going to lose the sale. They're going to not have confidence to hold the conversation. They're going to end up backpedaling. It is a very difficult conversation.
You shouldn't even be having it, you know, but it's happening, and just in regard to having a conversation, you're going to have people coming in asking stylist questions. It's called a power frame. So they're being framed coming in, meaning whoever's asking the questions is, and they do it in this like passive, nice, but they're dominating the situation kind of way. And basically they just kind of fold. They're like, I don't, you know.
You're like, yeah, sure. You can bring your own hair and I'll install it. And then now you've just lost between $500 and $1,200 profit that you could have had.
Mm-hmm. Over a year with a full team.
Every year, by the way, like for that client. Now what you've done is you've allowed that client to bend the rules, and you've allowed that client to see like, oh, there's this loophole, jump through. And then forever, that person is never going to want to pay for retail costs for the hair, period.
Yeah,
never, ever. And then the friends that they send you are going to want the same homegirl hookup that you just gave her. So like, just need to, as an industry, stop this crap and be able to treat hair extensions exactly the same way that you would treat any other type of retail. Any other type of retail would be sold at MSRP, and there would be a profit for the salon that they can then share with the team and create incentives and bonuses and things like that and retail commissions for the team. It's honestly so ridiculous that I'm like, honestly, I just can't even believe that like it is this way, but it's very normal in the industry for this to be the only area where this is allowed to happen. And nobody has wanted to say anything about it. And for a long time, I did my best to navigate those types of questions. But ultimately, you know, you as an educator are only able to do and say so much. So
it's like a checkmate. It's like
checkmate. Yeah. It's like, okay, you win. But like, I'm not gonna like just turn a blind eye to this anymore. It's really important to us that we are here for the salon owner. Like, that is who we serve. I don't serve the hair extension companies. I don't serve the hair care brand, none of it. Like, I serve the salon owner first. That is who I serve. And I will always, always have the salon owner's back and make sure that we unveil and expose anything that's standing in the way of them being more profitable. And that's exactly what we're doing here. So basically, I will tell you guys, when we launched this, we have an amazing thing that we launched, and we'll actually put the link in the description below, but we launched something at our mastermind called BYOB. So build your own brand, not bring your own booze, build your own brand. So the cool thing about that is when you've built your own brand and it's exclusive to you, there is no way for your client to go online and Google it and find out how much it costs and this, that, and the other. Like, it's just, this is what we use. It's an amazing line. It's luxury. It's got an amazing, you know, very ribbony, very melty, dimensional colors. It's an amazing quality. It's double drawn. It's, you know, you have all these different talking points. Now you're talking about the product. You're not talking about the price of the product. You're talking about the product and why the product is the best product for them. And you're not sitting there breaching trust with the client because now you're hyper-focusing on cost. Drew and I like to go to Mastro's. It's one of our favorite restaurants. And we go to Mastro's and yeah, like it might be $56 or whatever it is for a steak, just the steak. And if you want butter, it's $12 more. I'm not kidding. I don't get the butter. But if I want that steak, guess what?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that every time they like, oh, you want truffle butter? I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah. Because the regular butter comes on it anyway. So a $56 steak at Mastro's right here in the Woodlands at Market Street. Do you think it would be crazy if I walked back into the kitchen and I'm like, hey, chef.
There's some ribeyes in here for
you. Yeah, what the heck? Why are you charging me $56 for a steak? I know that you go to this supplier and you get this exact steak for $14 and yet you're charging it to me for $56. You know what they would probably say? Number one, get the F out of my kitchen. Number two, it's an experience. I'm cooking the steak for you. I'm marinating it. I'm making it. I'm grilling it. Like there's all of these things. We have overhead expenses. We have to pay our server. We have to pay for all of this freaking plate that the steak goes on. Like there's all these other expenses that are actually invisible at first. But when you start thinking about it, you start to realize, oh yeah, there are expenses. So if there was a client or a stylist or someone that were to question me about that, which is very, very rare, it also because we do put it out there in our content, like there are expenses, like these scissors are $2,000 shears, like, you know, like there's all these things that people don't know. If I were to even have that type of conversation, number one, what you could do is also act confused. Drew could talk about that. That's kind of a good way of navigating it. Two, if they're trying to power frame you, for you to
I can flip that shit around
real quick. But we're gonna tell you how, because this is important. Because if you're gonna start doing this, and let's say you've been doing extensions, you've been buying it, showing the client how much it is, or letting the client buy it themselves. Now they're bringing the hair in, and you're like, you've got a mess on your hands.
You know,
you're wanting to
run through what to do.
Yeah, if yeah. So I'll be the client. You be the stylist.
We've not rehearsed this at all.
I know this is great.
Okay, so but
unscripted, but I'm the client. So
okay.
So yeah. So how much is it?
What we're going to do, usually our packages start off at $899 and then go up to like $2,800, just depending on kind of the look that you want to put together and some things that you're wanting to do today.
So how much is the hair though?
Like by itself?
Yeah.
It kind of depends on like what you want to do. Is there a specific look or a specific amount of hair that you're looking to get today?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how much the hair is, because if mm-hmm. I can get the hair cheaper somewhere else, like I'd rather maybe just buy it somewhere else and then uh-huh. bring it here. Like, can I do that?
I got you. Like, so thinking like purchase the hair outside of the shop, bring it in and then have me install it kind of thing. And like,
yeah. Yeah. Basically like I've been allowed to do that at other salons. So like, mm-hmm. I just kind of thought I could do it here.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of confused because here, you know, I come here to do a service, and if you're going to get a wholesale, there's not much of a service for me to do, and I don't know how I can build a career that way if I allow everyone to kind of come in and bring their own things in, because my margins mm-hmm. will be nothing, and they're already pretty low in this industry. You know, I think what would be a better way is if we just kind of curated a look for you here, because if you brought it in, I'm not going to be able to have a job kind of thing, you know?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't look at it like that, but if we do that all the time, like if people came in and brought their shampoos in and their hairs in, and they brought their own scissors and their own stylist in, I wouldn't be needed.
So, okay. Wow. I've never thought about it like that. So like if I were to buy my own hair, I mean, I guess I would only have one color, but like you have all kinds of colors. Like, am I allowed to have more than one color if I
do it with you guys? Yeah, what we'll do is we're going to curate a look for you. So essentially, like these products have been ordered, these looks have been put together. We'll go through kind of what your challenges are, what you want to accomplish today, like what you're here to achieve, and then I will help work with you together to facilitate an experience so you can have exactly what you came here for.
Okay, absolutely. I'm excited.
Cool.
So, do you see how awkward it fucking got? Like, you guys are probably listening, like, oh my God. Like, you've been in a situation like that.
Yeah. And I just,
but it wasn't handled like that.
No, it's play dumb, you know, and
he's not dumb.
And like, and you got to play dumb because I said it like that on purpose. I don't really speak that way, but you want to be confused and you want to be, you know, like concerned. Like, I don't know. Cause realistically, like if they brought the fucking hair in, the shears in, they brought their own shampoo in, and then they brought their friend Dave, who also does hair, and he comes in and they're all going to, there's no position for the stylist.
Like you that don't bring work. Your own bed to a hotel.
Yeah, that's good. That's weird.
That's super weird. But like, yeah. Hey, like what room am I going to? All right, guys, like go set it up. Like you don't do that. That's so weird. Like, the reason we're using analogies is because we're trying to take something that is viewed as normal in the industry and we're making it, we're literally plugging in whatever's happening and we're plugging it into something completely different to show you how freaking nuts it is. Mm-hmm. It's freaking nuts that clients think that they can do that.
And they don't know.
But they can do it because the hair extension companies have exposed it and shown them that they can.
And you got to know, like you're going to have to, like there was a pivot in that conversation where Rachel was like, oh, because oftentimes they don't know. They don't think about that. You know, they don't know how the salon
industry goes. It's not the client's fault.
Like they're just trying to like make it work better for them and get a better price, but they're screwing the stylist and the owner in the process. So you can't come in straight on and tell them that they're wrong because you're going to get resistance, you know? Mm-hmm. So what I did was I acted confused and I laid out I was just honest, you know, about how this isn't right or wrong, but it wouldn't work for a business. Like I wouldn't be able to work if that was how we did it here. You know, but what we're going to do instead, and you know, I talked about what does she want to achieve? I've curated looks. I know what you've gotten here. I know what you're looking to do. We're going to create the experience. Like I'm dropping these little keynotes as we go. And then a really interesting thing that I said at the end was fair enough. Does that sound fair?
Cause what you're trying,
it is fair, you know,
what you're trying to do is you need to be neutral. You need to be fair.
And if they're assholes, like get them out of there.
But again, it's not the client's fault initially that like that they even think that this is an option.
It's a hack that they heard from their friend.
Yeah. And because they've been allowed to do something somewhere else, they assume that like, oh, I can do that here. You know, I was like, I can't sit here and bring my own steak to Mastro's to cook it. Yeah. Like, no.
You're strange.
They'd be like,
you can maybe you could make them do it and be really problematic and stand over there and like do like, but they may do it just to appease the customer, but like that's going to be in the morning huddle. Like, hey,
you're going to be a topic of a meeting. Yeah. So the reason that we literally just role play this and we took the time to do that is because we're trying to always give you guys a tactical skills, verbiage, know-how, and how to navigate things. Instead of us talking to you about it, we actually played it out so that way you can see it happening in real time and you can learn on like, okay, if I say that one thing, if I now, when I find myself in this moment of this conversation over here, I will remember what Drew was saying and how he was being during the conversation and I can spin it a different way. And you're always going to get a different result. If you navigate the conversation in this way, you're not going to continue to get that sales resistance. And then you try servicing the client after that. It's freaking weird. Like if you don't end up taking back the power frame, but in a very like
soft way,
soft way.
I did it when I explained it and then I brought it back around and I created desire. And then I asked her fair enough. Does that sound fair? Or would you be against that? You know?
Yeah.
Then she's like, cool. Then you've successfully, instead of trying to strong arm them, which you could do too, but that's not going to help.
You're not going to end up with
you're
a client.
You're going to have to really control ego. And I have a hard time with this. Like I want to be more, like, more.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. I want to be more, not combative, but more, what's the word where you just, I want to, cause I feel offended, you know, if that were me and I'd want to, be meaner, but you can't do that. It's not going to help you.
It's not going to get you the result that you want. And the result that you want is to make sure that you can give that client exactly what they're wanting and you can have a really great long-term relationship.
Can they put any sort of like disclaimer on their form or anything like that? Like if this is kind of happening and they got to kind of plug some holes in the bucket, right? Because it won't be fixed overnight likely, but is there something that they can...
The best way to do this, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I've been doing it all wrong. I've been letting my clients bring their own hair. I fell into that trap. And a lot of people that we talk to and coach, they are in that trap. Number one, you can be pulled out. It's not as hard as you think. It's not as like grueling and horrible as you may think. The best way to do this, and you guys have heard me say this before, is you determine the weather. If you are weird and awkward and like feel like you have to initiate some weird mass email to everyone and some big Instagram post and some team meeting about it, and it's like... Like, don't do that.
Publicize your feelings on the matter.
Don't do that. Don't go vent online. What I will say, the best way to do it is if and when you launch your own brand, you're going to create excitement around what you're doing. So it would be a post with, you know, maybe you build your own brand with us and we show you how to do that. We have a program for that. And you have all the content, you have all the professional video content and photo content that we give you. And you also are going through the learning process with us. You go through the creation phase, the implementation phase, and the launch phase. And you know exactly what to do. You know exactly what to say, what to post, what to display. And at that point, because you've created excitement, you're smiling, you're excited, your team's ramped up, your team's so excited. Oh my gosh, I have a swatch ring with my freaking brand's logo on it. Nobody is going to sit there and like burst your bubble. You know what I mean? Because
You're too put together.
You're too put together. You're too confident. You've got, not too confident, but you're confident.
Yeah.
You're calm, collected, confident. You're educated. You have all your print materials. Print materials are important because if you have a menu that has the price points of the packages, you're not just like making it up on the fly. Like it is freaking law. Like this is what it is. And this is how we do things here at the Beauty Lounge or Triple Crown Salon or Lush Beauty Lounge or whatever this, just named a couple of salons we work with. Like you have all your ducks in a row and this is the printed material. And that's the stuff that gives your team confidence because your team's going to have to get on board and be able to have the same verbiage and the same like calmness about them when they're pitching these high ticket options to the client.
And I'm going to say something too. It might be kind of strange, but maybe not. So when there's two parts to this, and I like to break things down to like on like a primal thing to understand the psychology behind stuff. So we can communicate clearly and stepping, this is completely left field. But if you people that are, you know, a bunch of terrible and the people that are doing this in the salon, I'm not saying they're terrible, they're not. But if you look at people who become, I don't know, like we, Rachel and I are very particular on like staying safe, you know? And if people are disorganized, it makes them a target. So if you're walking around and you're all disheveled and disorganized, you become a target for people who are looking to take advantage of sorts. So you always want to be organized, be put together. Same thing on the flip side, on the lighter note, like if you're not organized and put together, someone is going to try to take advantage of that and bring in their own stuff, bring in their own product, or try to pull one over on you as a business person, right? But that happens, and those are two very parallel examples, but the underlying concept is that you got to be organized, you got to be clear, you got to know where you're going, you got to be paying attention.
Yeah, and again, use some, we just gave you guys a freaking bouquet of options that you can pick from.
Was that weird?
What?
Was that weird?
No.
Makes sense? Yeah. Okay. I was saying it. I was like, this might be weird.
It's fine. I think we give a variety of options and based on everyone's learning style, they pick the one that works best for them that makes the most sense. So when you're doing this, you're going to be calm, confident, collected, organized. You're going to have your print materials. You're going to know your packages. You're going to know exactly what your costs are. You're going to know that your packages are inclusive of the product, the labor, everything in between. We also include a Luxe Care Kit inside of our packages for our clients. And a Luxe Care Kit includes, depending on which package they choose, they either get a Luxe Care Kit or a Deluxe Care Kit. And that's going to include certain types of products that are a gift to them. So when you show more value, you will never, ever run up against an issue when you do it this way. Now, if you're like, yeah, so we just do it this way now. Like, I know we've allowed you to bring your hair in before, but like moving forward, we actually are not allowing clients to do that and this, that, and the other. Guess what keywords I just said? And guess what the only words that your client is picking up on? Your client is picking up on, unfortunately, we do this way now. We don't allow, like, those are all negative words. And the client's like, oh, you're losing them as you're speaking. They're freaking gone. Like, they're physically in front of you, but they're gone.
You determine the weather. So you are creating a cloudy situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're going to go somewhere else. Instead, if you're excited and you say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to tell you about our new packages that we have. We actually rolled out a couple months ago. We rolled out these new packages. Let me go grab a menu really quick. And you sit down and you're like, yeah, so these are the three packages that we do. We have a partial, a full, an extra full. This is everything that's included. You also get an incredible luxe care kit whenever that we send you home with. So out of these three options, like which package you think fits is the best fit for you. Mm. And they're going to be completely like, you've almost like just kind of pushed them in a different direction. And like the direction they thought they were going to go, you've now pushed them into this direction, but they like want to go there because this way is more exciting.
And then it becomes strange because you're so organized if they're like, well, can I bring in my own hair? I'd be like, well, I've really spent a lot of time curating the quality of this product for months. And,
or you say, I guess like there are places that do that. However, we have a hair extension bar now and we actually together will curate a look for you. So you're not stuck with just like one color, like one pack, one color. Like that's kind of boring. You know what I mean? Like we really want to make sure that you get the most custom, most invisible looking hair extensions so that you're confident and you're able to like live your best life. Like whatever insert, you know, emotion there. But like, that's the thing. Like, show them that there is a contrast. Like, over here, one pack of this is like kind of boring, where over here, we can curate a custom look for you that no one else can duplicate.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you want? You're offering more value, and you offer more value, people will spend more money. They spend money on value.
And you're educating them too. You know, clients don't know what they don't know. And also, again, I'm going to say this like a fourth time. It's not the client's fault that they think they can do this. They think they can do it because you've either allowed them to, or the hair extension companies, or both, have been selling it to them. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm not the bad guy here. I'm just telling you what's what, you know? But if you're interested in building your own brand or at least learning more about it, and we have a lot of clients that have already started doing this. I'm not trying to get everyone in the industry to, you know, give a middle finger to all the hair extension companies. That's not what I'm doing at all. What I'm trying to do is give the salon owner another option. I'm giving them another option where they can win. That's it. So there's clients that are inside this program that if they want Vivids or they want tape or they want whatever, they're going to probably have to find it somewhere else. But if you're wanting to, for the majority of whatever you're doing in your salon, whether it's wefts or keratin or the new V-Lite thing that's becoming popular right now, like all of this stuff, if you can be your own brand and you can offer that to your clients, you're going to have more profit in your salon. You're going to make more money. The year that we started doing extensions and we started pricing it this way, we went from $1 million to $2 million. And that is literally the only thing that we did different. And I'm not blowing smoke. I'll gladly show you my sales reports. That's literally the only thing we did different. We didn't do more services. We didn't do more clients. No, we just did something different. And that something different yielded insane results. And our stylists made so much freaking money. They bought houses, they had babies, they got married, they got new cars, they got their freaking boobs done. Like whatever the goal is of your stylist, like you can help them achieve that with this avenue. It's not the only route, but it's the route that's going to lead to more money. So,
yep. So if you guys want to learn more about it, super simple. It's a 3-step process. One, book a free intro call. We'll have the link below in the show notes. You're going to get your launch strategy, and step three is you're going to increase revenue in 4 weeks.
How many?
4 weeks, 30 days.
4 weeks.
Yep. So in the description, do it now. Grab a link. These things get booked. We're getting pretty booked. as everything's kind of growing, the events and things like that. So
snag a spot. It's a quick call.
Yeah,
15-minute call.
Don't bring a credit card. We're not. That's not what this is. We're not selling anything on these calls. So grab a time. We'll chat with you. We'll go from there. And again, book an intro. Get your launch strategy. Increase revenue in 4 weeks.
See you on the next episode, guys.
Bye.